Task 30.
You are going to hear a text about an earthquake. First, you will have 30 seconds to study the sentences below. Then you will hear the text twice. While listening, complete each sentence 1 to 7 in a maximum of 4 words. There is one example, 0, at the beginning. After the second listening, you will have 30 seconds to finalize your answers. Start studying the sentences now.
At least 47 people are thought to have died in a major earthquake which hit southern Peru and parts of Chile. Hundreds were injured and thousands left homeless in the quake, which measured 7.9 on the Richter scale.
The quake struck in the late afternoon local time. It lasted around 2 minutes, and while local officials put its strength at 6 on the Richter scale, the US Geological Survey measured it at 7.9. Panicked residents fled onto the streets as buildings collapsed around them. There was heavy damage in Arequipa, Peru's second largest city.
Certainly, in the early stages, the rescue services seemed to be quite uncoordinated, but the government has taken a firm grip by the looks of it. They've sent down emergency help by transport plane now from Lima. There's lots of relief going down there. The International Red Cross are very active down there as well. We've offered our help, but as yet, no official request for assistance has come in.
The quake's epicenter was some 50 miles off the coast, but it was felt 800 miles away in the capital Lima, where it registered 2 on the Richter scale. There were tremors as far away as Bolivia and Chile. The damage is spread across a wide area. One town reported 90% of its buildings destroyed. The Red Cross says there's no estimate yet of how many people may still be trapped under the rubble. In Arequipa, much of the city's famous stone architecture was smashed. Part of a cathedral was destroyed.
It's the historic part of town where the majority of the damage can be seen. The cathedral, unfortunately, is the most affected and the most visible. I also understand that some colonial buildings and homes in the historic district sustained major damage.
Task 30.
You are going to hear a text about an earthquake. First, you will have 30 seconds to study the sentences below. Then you will hear the text twice. While listening, complete each sentence 1 to 7 in a maximum of 4 words. There is one example, 0, at the beginning. After the second listening, you will have 30 seconds to finalize your answers. Start studying the sentences now.
At least 47 people are thought to have died in a major earthquake which hit southern Peru and parts of Chile. Hundreds were injured and thousands left homeless in the quake, which measured 7.9 on the Richter scale.
The quake struck in the late afternoon local time. It lasted around 2 minutes, and while local officials put its strength at 6 on the Richter scale, the US Geological Survey measured it at 7.9. Panicked residents fled onto the streets as buildings collapsed around them. There was heavy damage in Arequipa, Peru's second largest city.
Certainly, in the early stages, the rescue services seemed to be quite uncoordinated, but the government has taken a firm grip by the looks of it. They've sent down emergency help by transport plane now from Lima. There's lots of relief going down there. The International Red Cross are very active down there as well. We've offered our help, but as yet, no official request for assistance has come in.
The quake's epicenter was some 50 miles off the coast, but it was felt 800 miles away in the capital Lima, where it registered 2 on the Richter scale. There were tremors as far away as Bolivia and Chile. The damage is spread across a wide area. One town reported 90% of its buildings destroyed. The Red Cross says there's no estimate yet of how many people may still be trapped under the rubble. In Arequipa, much of the city's famous stone architecture was smashed. Part of a cathedral was destroyed.
It's the historic part of town where the majority of the damage can be seen. The cathedral, unfortunately, is the most affected and the most visible. I also understand that some colonial buildings and homes in the historic district sustained major damage.